Part 2, Short Dialogues.
1.
Let's move on to the next item on the agenda. I'd like to ask Mr. Suzuki, a marketing representative from the head office, to speak. Mr. Suzuki?
Thank you. First, I'd like to talk a little bit about the assets of our company.
Two.
Excuse me, but would you mind telling me why my application was rejected?
I'm sorry, but it's a condition of your employment that you apply for paid holidays 10 working days before you want your holiday to start.
Three.
Hey, Ken. Why does Steve look so sad? Is he packing up his desk?
Steve was really drunk at the office party last week and started rubbing the boss's head. Now, he's being transferred to the branch office in Siberia.
4.
So, if I send in my resume and application form, do you think I have a chance of being hired with your firm?
It's hard to say, Ken. My superior is in charge of finding new employees, and he doesn't hire people very often. I'll put in a good word for you, though.
5.
Since the product recall, the manager has been really angry with us. He yells at us at least once a day.
I feel sorry for the office staff. Some of them have to deal with angry customers all day long.
6.
Ken, do you think we might lose our jobs because of this recession?
I think we'll be okay. I'd say that the company would try to lay off employees in their subsidiary companies before they laid us off.
7.
Bob, you look so tired. What were you doing yesterday?
I had to travel all the way to the company's headquarters to meet with the board members and help launch our new model. I didn't get home until around midnight.
8.
I think the biggest problem this company has is finding qualified trainees.
Yes, I hear the situation has gotten so bad, the company is going to recruit people from its affiliated companies.
9.
The newspaper said that increased corruption within the company led to the bad turnover last month.
I know. The main cause was employees claiming travel expenses for trips they never took.
10.
Your work seems really tough, Bob. You have so many tight deadlines and things. Why are you staying with that company?
Well, the work is difficult, but the job assignments are interesting. They also offer a lot of fringe benefits. For example, this year, I received a company car.